Next item is the County Administrator's Report for January 20th, 2015. Item number one, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet January 26th at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Administrative Offices West Complex, 22215 North DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. Detective Matthew Blakeman from Troop 5, as the Community Outreach Officer for Delaware State Police, will be speaking on senior safety and the drug problem in Sussex. A copy of the agenda is attached. Item number two, there were 32,651 pounds of recycled material received at the Delaware Pods at the West Complex during the months of October, November, and December 2014. Attached are reports received for each month. Total amount of recyclable goods during 2014 was 141,287 pounds. Item number three, attached, please find the call statistics for the Fire and Ambulance Call Board for the month of December, as well as the year of 2014. There were 13,673 total calls handled in the month of December. Of those 911 calls, 76% were made from wireless phones. In 2014, there was a significant increase in the number of 911 calls handled, in addition to an increase in the number of incidents dispatched. 911 calls increased from 106,058 in 2013 to 114,208 in 2014, and the number of cellular-generated calls increased from 81,777 in 2013 to 90,773 in 2014. Total incidents dispatched increased from 30,148 in 2013 to 30,769 in 2014. Of those 30,769 dispatched, 4,558 were fire incidences, 26,211 were EMS incidents. And number four, stand by. Per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Millville by the Sea Summer Wind Village Phase 2 received substantial completion effective January 16th, 2015. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hal Godwin, let's leave update. This shouldn't be very long.
It's not going to be very long.
They haven't been doing damage.
Mr. President, members of council, I'm happy to announce to you that last Tuesday, the 13th at 2 p.m., the 148th General Assembly was organized. They swore in all the new members, including the two new members, both from this county. And I've watched everything they've done since they started, and they haven't initiated any bills yet that have any effect on us. So I'm happy to report that. I will keep an eye on them.
It's a good thing. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Anthony DiGiuseppe.
Yeah.
Junior.
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 Thanks, sir.
Good morning, Council.
Good morning, sir.
I am here today to request permission to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, being tax ID 234, map 23, parcel 116.09, which is shown cross-hatched in your packet. I received a letter dated December 22, 2014 from the property owner requesting annexation into the Long Neck Sewer District. The parcel is located on Bay Farm Road and is contiguous to the existing district. The property is currently provided with a sewer lateral, and it's part of our overall planning for sewer service. Bay Farm Road was installed. Laterals were installed during the Peninsula project. So like I said, it does currently have a sewer lateral. The parcel is currently vacant, and the existing owner would like to move his home to the parcel. The expansion will consist of approximately 0.59 acres. The parcel will be responsible for system connection charges of $4,100 per ADU, based on the rates July 1st, 2014 through June 30th, 2015. The public hearing is scheduled for 10:30, March 10th, 2015, during the regularly scheduled council meetings. Mm-hmm. Are there any questions?
Question to council?
Typically, what is the cost? You said 41,000 per ADU?
4,100 per ADU.
Oh, thank you. That's very expensive, I thought. Okay, 4,100 per ADU, so that's their cost. And the lateral is already in. So if I'm looking at it correctly, it's It's going to, what, the EDUs are probably, what do you have, many?
This is just one parcel.
Oh, just one EDU?
It's a single-family house, so it's just one EDU.
Oh, that's great. That's good. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
More questions, counsel? Okay.
Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of a Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District to include property of Larry Bartoloni as presented at the, as the Bartoloni expansion on January 20th, 2015.
Entertain a motion, counsel.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes, and thank you.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel.
Okay, we are now to old business. Mr. Lang, conditional use number 2001.
Yes, we have one item of old business this morning. The application conditional use number 2001. The application of Christina Abramowitz to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a veterinary practice to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewiston, Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 32,671 square feet, more or less, for land lying southeast of Old Mill Road, being Road 265A, 1,900 feet northeast of Route 1, being Coastal Highway, with a 911 address of 16403 Old Mill Road, Lewis, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, map number 1, parcel number 23. On this application, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on November 13th, 2014. Before you, you have what was provided in your packet, again, the copy of the report of the Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation. As I stated, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on November 13, 2014. They deferred action for further consideration after holding public hearing. On December 11, 2014, the Commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the Commission recommend denial of conditional use 2001 for Christina Abramowitz for a veterinary practice based upon the record made during a public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is located within an entirely residential location. The proposed use is inconsistent with the residential surroundings. Two, Mr. Burton does not want to start a trend of small businesses locating in this otherwise residential neighborhood. There are other locations for small businesses with the possibility of expansion on properties that are more appropriate for business uses or are already zoned for business use. Three, many parties from the neighborhood appeared in opposition to the conditional use, expressing concerns about the traffic generated by it, the incompatibility with the neighborhood, concerns about the number of animals that could be seen at the facility being incompatible with a residential area, concerns about the property losing its appearance as a residential structure within the otherwise residential neighborhood, and other issues. During the public hearing, 17 people were present in opposition to the application from the neighborhood. While there were people on the record in favor of the application, none of them were from the residential neighborhood surrounding the site. For while this could be a conditional or a home occupation, this does not that does not require conditional use, the information in the record does not clearly support that possibility. For example, the applicant stated that she has an intern working with her, which is not permitted as a home occupation. Also, based upon the applicant's plans for the property, it was unclear whether she intended to reside there full time. The information that was provided about the applicant's business plan was also unclear, with the possibility of business growth and expansion exceeding what is permitted as a home occupation. And five, to summarize, Mr. Burton is concerned that the approval of the conditional use for a veterinary practice at this site, even with conditions, would create problems in this residential neighborhood. Even if the commission imposed restrictive conditions on the use, it would lead to future problems as the veterinary practice becomes more popular and expands. It is more appropriate for this use to be started at an appropriate location from the beginning where it can reasonably expand under appropriate zoning and a location that is suitable for future expansion. Mr. Johnson stated that this application differs from some applications. There is a volunteer student intern who is not paid. The lot is not in a subdivision. The lot fronts a public street.
The use should qualify as a home occupation since the applicant is residing there and there are no employees. The use should be a low impact since there are no housed animals and since it is a residential use. Mr. Robertson advised the commission that the definition of a home occupation references that the use shall be operated solely by a member or members of a family residing on premise. And Mr. Smith agreed with Mr. Burton's comments. Mr. Ross agreed that the code must be complied with. Mr. Wheatley agreed with Mr. Johnson's reference that the use could be considered a home occupation, but also agreed with Mr. Burton that the commission has had a longstanding policy that conditional uses are not typically approved in subdivisions. There was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated. That motion carried 3-2 with Mr. Johnson and Mr. Wheatley opposing the motion. And that's all I have.
Anything from council? Questions, comments?
I do. You know, this is something new. It's not a veterinary hospital. There wouldn't be surgery, is what I understand from what I heard at the public hearing. And there are, to my knowledge, I don't know that there are any deed restrictions, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. It would be more concrete if there were. There could be restrictions. I mean, people are allowed to have pets. There could be restrictions on the number of animals. The intern could work as a volunteer, which she does or he does. I'm looking at maybe require full-time residence of the applicant and not use it as a business because it's in an AR district. I would be in favor of restricting expansion and. I think that's really the main gist is I do feel that if we looked at this, this is something new. No surgery, animals would not be stored there. I mean, it's totally different. And I'm wondering if you would consider it with some of those conditions. And give this person a chance to get started, but not to expand there.
Mr. President, I have drafted some proposed findings in the positive. When you ask me to read the short title, I will read those into the record.
Okay, that'll be fine. Anything else from council? Okay, if not, Mr. Moore, if you'd read the short title and then read your comments into the record.
Okay, thank you. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a veterinary practice to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 32,671 square feet, more or less, with the following findings and conditions. A, this is an application of Christina Abramowitz to consider, I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name, to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a veterinary practice to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 32,671 square feet, more or less, land lying southeast of Old Mill Road, Road 265A, 1,900 feet northeast of Route 1, Coastal Highway, 911 address, 16403 Old Mill Road, Lewis, tax map ID 3-34-1-23. B, council found that DelDoc commented that a traffic impact study is not recommended and that the level of service A of Old Mill Road will not change as a result of this application. C, council found that the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division commented that the site is located in the North Planning Area for the West Rehoboth expansion, that central sewer service is not available at this time, that an on-site septic is proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required, that the parcel is located within a sewer planning area, the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, that the county does not have a schedule to provide central sewer service to the parcel at this time, and that when the county provides sewer service, it is required that the on-site system be abandoned and a connection be made to the central sewer system, and that a concept plan is not required. D, Council find that the Sussex Conservation District commented that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion sediment control practices during any construction to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm hazard areas affected, that it is not likely that off-site drainage improvements are necessary, that it's possible that any on-site drainage improvements will be necessary, and that there are no tax ditches affected. E, based on the testimony before the Planning and Zoning Commission and the public hearing before Sussex County Council, Council find that Dr. Christina Abramowitz was present on behalf of her application for a veterinary practice, and she stated that she is the owner-operator of the Veterinary Alternative Care LLC, and that she is a doctor of veterinary medicine, that she has earned a certificate, acupuncture certificate, that she operates a holistic practice focusing on Chinese and alternative medicine, including acupuncture, massage, herbal therapy, etc., and that she offers equine chiropractic services, that she is one of two acupuncturists in Sussex County. She currently has no employees and one intern, that the main purpose of being able to see dogs, cats, and other small animal patients in her home is to eliminate the additional charge of a call fee associated with her making home visits, that pet owners have advised her that cost is a concern when she has to travel to the site of the pet owner, and that she will only see one animal at a time, that sufficient parking is available for overlapping appointments, that she does not propose any kennels or overnight stays even as her business grows, that there will be no drop-offs, that appointments can last from 1 hour to 3 hours, that she does not perform any surgeries, that emergencies are referred to other veterinary clinics, and that she has adequate room in her house for this use, and that this proposal is just a stepping stone in her business as she hopes to move to another larger site in the future. F, Council find that the proposed use is limited in scope and will have little or no impact on traffic, area roadways, neighboring properties, or the community. G, Council find that the proposed use promotes the health, safety, welfare, and general convenience of Sussex County and its residents. H, Council find the proposed use is akin to a home occupation because the applicant resides on the property and will continue to reside there throughout the use, has no employees and only one intern. I, based on the record created before the Sussex County Council, the conditional use is approved subject to the following conditions, which will serve to minimize any potential impacts on the surrounding area and adjoining properties. A, the use shall be limited to veterinary services, which shall provide to only one animal at a time. B, there shall be no kennels or overnight stays at the location. C, no surgeries will be performed at the location. D, all medical waste shall be properly disposed of in accordance with state regulations. E, the hours of operation shall be between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. Saturdays. No Sunday hours shall be permitted. F, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted on the premises. G, there shall be adequate parking on the site, and the parking shall comply with Sussex County Zoning Code parking requirements. H, any and all dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. I, any security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. J, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements regarding entrances to the property. Based on Ms. Deaver's comment, I've added a new K. The applicant shall be required to reside on the property. And L, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That is all.
Thank you, sir.
Now,
okay, pleasure, Council.
Well, tell me, I think that they cover my concerns. Now, at this point, is my advise me on how to handle this.
Well, we need at this point in time, we need a motion to approve.
Yes.
And a second, and then everyone will vote individually as always have, and you either agree with the findings and vote yes or disagree and vote no.
Well, be sure I do it right.
Conditions.
Yes, that is correct, and I will point out that our newest council member, Mr. Arlett, is not able to vote on this matter.
That's correct.
Yes, I do recommend that it be approved.
So you're making a motion to approve it?
Yes.
Second.
With those
motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to approve conditional use 2001 with the conditions as read into the record by Mr. Moore.
I got one thought.
Mr. Wilson.
One Saturday's on 8 to 2. Suppose she doesn't get done with the animal at 2 o'clock And how about there's someone that comes up at 3 o'clock that's got an animal that really needs looked at?
With conditions.
I have a problem with why is there a restriction on Saturday. That's what I have a problem with.
It's on Sunday.
Oh, it's on Sunday?
Yes.
I thought you said Saturday.
If I did, I apologize. And I was also told that I may have said just 32 feet per side on the sign is 32 square feet per side.
Right.
Saturdays, there's no restriction on Saturday?
8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
No hours
on Sunday.
Hold a minute. What did you say the time was for Saturday?
8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturdays, no Sunday hours.
Well, that's just what I wrote down here. Saturday from 8 to 2, that's where my problem comes in. Why 2 o'clock? Why is it can't somebody couldn't bring one at 3 o'clock? I don't understand why there's a restriction there.
Well, I guess if you had no restrictions, they could bring somebody at 9 o'clock.
That's what it says it's from 8 to 2, and it can only, it's a restriction route there. It says you can't do it, and I was just wondering what difference it makes if you bring it at 3 o'clock.
You can enforce it.
Yeah, you could do it. Mm-hmm, sure.
Well, Sam can do that.
Okay, let's change it. Let's have 6 days a week.
Okay,
let it go. I'll take your motion.
Yeah,
let it go.
Thank you. Yeah.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes. I think with those conditions and the reasons given by our counselor that it should be approved.
Mr. Cole.
I'm going to vote no because I don't believe it's consistent with the comp plan. I believe the planning zone is recommending denial is appropriate. It's a residential location. It's this use would be inconsistent with its surrounding residential uses, obviously. So. The approval also would set a precedent. We've had other issues nearby, other applications nearby, and they weren't consistent either. This isn't a major roadway. It's not a major thoroughfare, so it's not similar to any other even medical facilities that we've approved with conditional uses in other locations. This is a residential street leading to residential neighborhoods, and I don't think it's be appropriate, so my vote will be no.
Mr. Wilson.
Well, naturally, I'm going to vote yes because it's a homeocracy, and I believe that people can certainly take in a dog at their house and treat it. I can't understand why we're getting so darn restrictive. And to say this is a development, this development built actually around these homes because this home was built on the main highway. It's not really part of the development. And I just can't believe that that people would come out to my place and after living there tell me what I can do. Because they put a development around. And I just, so it's rather a question. It should be passed. It's homeocracy. As I said before, it should be passed.
I, with the conditions that they've placed, I do understand the concerns of the people around the area that live there, but I do not think this, in my mind, is a veterinarian as we normally think of a veterinarian operation, where that there's all kind of animals in and out and whatever. This is one at a time. I think the conditions certainly are pretty restrictive. So I'm going to vote yes, motion carried. Thank you. Grant requests.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have four grants for your consideration. The first one is the Cub Scout Pack 182 through the Mount Olivet United Methodist Church. They're requesting $500 to help with their annual banquet that honors the hard work of the Cub Scouts. Their pack had the highest number of community service hours in their district last year. This Cub Scout pack is located in Seaford and has children in both Laurel, and Seaford areas. There have been no past grants this Cub Scout PAC.
Yeah, that's by grant. I did understand the concern from Mr. Kramer about this associated with the church, although I would say that a lot of cases in this, at least this county and state, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts are out of churches usually. Mm-hmm. They have not got their own tax ID number. I do understand that, and obviously that costs at least $1,000 to get that and a lot of work. So I do think they're a nonprofit, as all of them are supposed to be. And reading this letter, these are children from, say, in some cases, single-family homes, not a lot of income, have done a great deal of work in the community. I will entertain a motion if somebody make it to grant $500 from my account.
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson. And anyway, that's my rationale. So we'll call on the vote. The motion is to get $500 from mm-hmm. my account for this project.
Okay.
Any questions? Mm-mm. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I've been involved in Girl Scouts and Brownies, and seems like it was always, we always met in church halls. I believe the churches are donating space and time. It's not a religious exercise. Very wholesome. Good for the children. Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
I would agree. I would actually love the opportunity to attend, but perhaps even have some conversations with the leadership, because both of my boys have been through the Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts. But I think we need to reach out to the private sector and get some businesses to help augment if there's a budget deficiency. I think we ought to be looking there. But in this particular case, I will vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is the Milton Little League. They're requesting $2,500 to fix the league's concession stand. This concession stand is their main source of income and helps keep the registration fees low and allows the league to maintain and improve the playing fields. The last grant was $5,000 in 2008 from Mr. Rogers.
I would like to donate $1,000 out of my allotment because it is it does help the idea of children being out and getting exercise, fresh air, and sports, and we don't have Parks and Recreation Department. And the last time I think that they've had any kind of help like that was before I was in office, and a very long time ago. But it is a worthy cause.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 from Mrs. Deaver's Council MAG account to the Milton Little League for Park Improvement Project. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The next one is the City of Seaford's requesting $1,700 for a sign to honor our veterans. The city has not raised the necessary funds and would like to unveil the sign at the Memorial Day Veterans Service. There have been no past grants for this project.
Yeah, that's also my grant.
I'll make a motion.
They did a lot of work on this park, Veterans Park. They wanted to put two signs. They raised the money to put one sign there. You know, it's to me, it's a great place for people to visit and see those who have lost their lives defending what we enjoy today, sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
If someone make a motion to grant $1,700 from my account, I'd appreciate that.
How much?
$1,700.
I'll make the other three, maybe $2,000.
Hey, they don't need 17.
That's all I want.
That's all I want. 17.
Hey, I know the I know where it's at. It's a good organization.
So, if I make that motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,700 from my account to the City of Seaford for the. Memory and Survivors Walk signage at the Veterans Park. Questions on the motion? We'll take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, good idea.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes, as a veteran, it's an honor.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Last one is the Boys and Girls Club of Delaware. They're requesting support for their annual Fund for Kids. This initiative has four areas of focus. They are feeding hungry kids, educational success, families in need, and saving our teens. There have been no past grants to the larger organization, but there have been grants to the individual centers throughout Sussex. Since this grant serves the entire county and its youth, it would qualify for a countywide grant.
There are how many boys and girls clubs in the county?
Good question.
No, I think there's four.
Three or four, yeah.
Four is the number.
Right. There's Laurel, Seaford, Georgetown.
There's one in Long Neck.
Long Neck.
I don't know what happened to Milford. I think it's.
I don't know. Milford.
There's one in Rehoboth.
Rehoboth. Okay, so five, I think. I think that's right. Five, yeah.
They're very good for the kids.
And I think these are. I think these are a couple of new programs we're trying to develop out of Boys and Girls Clubs. What's the thought on we have money in our countywide youth grant, do we?
Yes,
not?
We do.
I think we should support it.
Now, well, if there are five of them, how about like $2,500, $500 each?
I'll make that motion.
And this is, all, in other words, we're going to make sure it doesn't go to it.
No, this goes just to these ones.
County, it's got to be specified as county.
Yes.
To support county.
Boys is it $2,500 from the countywide?
$2,500 countywide. It should be $500 per entity.
Now, what do we do? Gotcha. What do we do with Milford?
I don't think Milford's in the
Milford.
In the county.
Milford did had a had one.
It's on the Kent side. Is Milford, what are, they may service.
Oh, sure. I'm sure they service the Milford generally.
Serve two counties.
Make an executive decision on that one.
Do we, in our grants, our human service grants, we give the Boys and Girls Clubs?
Yes, we do.
Do we give to the Milford Boys? We do not.
They're not, yeah, they have not applied.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay. Like I said, make an executive decision on whether they need support.
They can have ours, so.
But they could apply, obviously.
They could apply.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But right now we have five.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody make the motion of $2,500, yes. $500 each.
I will make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
One question. Mr. Arlett. What is our balance in that fund?
$11,700.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're in good shape, yeah.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President, we have several. The first is an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an automotive sales lot expansion to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Nanticoke Country, Sussex County, containing 1 acre more or less. That's in District 2, Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
Okay, the next one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for a mixed residential use with multifamily dwellings to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 37.26 acres, more or less, and that is Ms. Deaver's district.
And the tax map information is there, right?
Yes, it is.
Exact location.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
And the next one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 36.98 acres, more or less, and that's in Ms. Deaver's district as well.
I'll introduce it. You know, at some point, I'd like to make it clear to people that I'm not supporting it. I'm just introducing
Correct.
It. That's how we right. handle that.
Correct. Ms. So Deaver introduces it.
And the last one is also Ms. Deaver's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a veterinary practice to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 32,671 square feet, more or less. I apologize. That was the old one.
Oh.
That one does not need to be introduced.
Okay.
Don't try to confuse us, gotcha. Mr. Moore.
I get confused easily.
Okay, now that we have.
I know I was going to say, does the staff realize we don't have additional business at the end anymore?
They understand.
They understand that?
Yeah. We're now at the point of the agenda for council members' comments. Does any council member have a comment? Well, while you're thinking about your comments, I have a comment.
Thank you very much for your support.
My comment.